This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Your local Triple M. Sergeant Andy Stott joins me on the line from SAPOL. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Hey, mate, last time we chatted, we were talking about Operation Safe Speed. You got some results for us.
Yeah, as you know, it was a statewide anti-speeding campaign run by SAPOL, and we do that because we realise that we need to try to reduce the impact of trauma on the roads as far as collisions go. And as you surely know, in 41% of fatal crashes, speed's identified as a contributing factor. So obviously we take this very seriously. Statewide, there were 519 expiations issued, 436 cautions, and 10 people are fronting the court for various speed-related offences. In the Limestone Coast, we had 56 offenders given expiation notices, and this was all in relation to Operation Safe Speed, which ran between the 23rd and 26th of August.
Now, mate, is that a high number, by the way?
I don't know. Obviously, it's a number that, that's the number of detections that were received. Sort of can't really tell you whether it's a high number.
Oh, curiosity more than anything.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, any speeder or speeding motorist needs to be dealt with. It's not appropriate that people break the speed limit, and we do know that just even creeping that 5Ks over the limit increases the risk of injury or death in relation to collisions. So it's really important that our community be aware of this and drive accordingly.
Mm. Now, mate, there's been some scams around the Limestone Coast and further afield too.
I heard a recorded phone conversation the other day from a scammer to a person, and it was a threatening phone call along the lines of something like they're from law enforcement or somewhere, and saying that if people didn't pay this money or do something, contact them or whatever, then they would be arrested, a warrant would be issued and whatever. Look, it sounded very fake to me. I imagine that some of our people, particularly the more vulnerable members of our community, might be intimidated by this sort of behaviour. I just wanted to reinforce that it's just not on. Law enforcement, taxation, any of those government-type departments will not contact anyone by phone or email and threaten them or try to rip them off or offer them things that are beyond belief. So the old adage, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Absolutely.
And don't give away your money. Don't do anything that, going to put you in your finances at risk or yourself at risk. And we're talking about, threats, dating and romance, fake inheritance, fake lottery, threats and extortion and investment scams. So be very careful. That money of yours is hard to earn, and you don't want to just give it away to someone who is too lazy to earn it on their own behalf.
Now, mate, there was a break-in at Hatherley as well. What's going on there?
Yeah, look. Sometime overnight on the 25th, 26th of August, someone has gained entry to the footy club there and knocked off a substantial amount of cash. Now, this obviously it's a little bit remote there, but maybe someone saw someone moving around that area at that time. If you did and you can give us some information, we'd love you to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or go to the Crime Stoppers website at crimestoppers.com.au. And just as an overview, and as I often say, if anything suspicious is going on that attracts your attention, the fact that you're thinking, should I ring the police? That's probably enough to say, yes, maybe you should be. And we want you to ring us on 131 444. We're a 24/7 service. Sometimes the little bit of information that you have may be enough to break the case.
Absolutely. Now, there's been a lot of talk about firearms in the Limestone Coast.
Sure. So we've had a great success there. We've recovered 7 firearms. 3 people are arrested, a 33 and a 35-year-old male and a 24-year-old female. They're on remand at the moment in custody, awaiting to face 26 charges of serious charges under the Firearms Act. It's been an ongoing investigation and conducted by Limestone Coast Police and serious firearms branch officers, and a great clear up, some good work, and a lot goes on behind the scenes that people aren't aware of, and sometimes we're able to tell people the results, and this is one of those.
Now, there is an ice Forum update. It's going to take place in Millicent on Monday. We were talking about it last time we caught up, but we want people to go along and be part of it.
Absolutely. Look, I'm looking to the Millicent community to be the high performers in this area. We've had rollouts at Narracourt, Robe, Kingston, Bordertown, and Gambier, and the last one for the current series called the Ice Update is Monday the 3rd of September at 7 p.m. at the Millicent Civic and Arts Centre. Look, it doesn't matter if you're someone who hasn't had any exposure to drugs, but it might be that one day you find yourself in that predicament, so you're going to ask yourself, what do I do? Maybe I should have gone to that forum and had a bit of a look and listened to what these experts have got to say. So there is some information there. There's information about how you can support your family or your friends that have been involved in this terrible thing. And obviously we are looking to the community to come along and participate. We'll have a Q&A panel afterwards where we can answer some questions if the need arises. So Monday the 3rd of September, 7 o'clock, Millicent Civics and Arts Centre, and we'd love to see you there.
Andy, always great to catch up. Mate, we will talk next week.
My pleasure, Ewan. Looking forward to that, mate.
Sergeant Andy Stott from SAPOL on Triple M.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.